Now be recorded.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Let's talk a little bit about Pesach. It's coming up in a week. Habo aleinu v'toiva, a very special Yom Tov, an opportunity to reinvigorate, to recharge in Emunah. Just before we start, Rabbi Cheskel Levinstein. He was the mashgiach in Shanghai. He was active, and then he eventually became the mashgiach in the Ponovik Shishiva. So he said that the month of Nisan, the month we're in now, is a month it's chock full, it's full of the Yesoidus of Emunah. And he made a comparison. He said, just like Elul, we know, is the month of Tshuva, getting ready for the Yom Noiroyim. So Nisan is the month of Emunah. The whole month is zapped, is absorbed, is saturated with the Yesoidus of Emunah. So Pesach is coming upon us, and Habo Aleinu L'Toyva, and we should all be zeicha to a Chag Kosher v'Sameach and a good Yom Tov where we can get the Yesoidus. So let's speak a little bit about Pesach, specifically about the Amiras Hallel b'Pesach. Let's talk about saying Hallel on Pesach. What's the nature of the Hallel, and what does the Hallel represent? So there's a Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoitzadok. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoitzadok, Shmoina Osir Yomim Shiayachid Goimer Behenes Ahal. There are 18 days throughout the year. This is actually speaking about in Eretz Yisrael. There are 18 days throughout the year where even a Yachid would complete the Hallel. So we're going to notice here that Rosh Chodesh is not on the list, because on Rosh Chodesh we don't complete the Hallel. We only say the Chatzi Hallel. The Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a Minhag. We've spoken about this before. The Rambam says you don't even recite a Bracha on the Hallel. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And that's the Rambam's opinion, that we do not recite a bracha on a minug. Our minug, the minug of Ashkenazim, is that we do recite a bracha on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. But nevertheless, the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is only a minug, so it's not going to be on this list. So there are 18 days throughout the year in Eretz Yisrael where it's mandatory, there's an obligation, there's a chiyuv to recite the Hallel, and the Hallel means the complete Hallel. So here are the 18 days. You have the Shmoyne Yemei HaChag, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, Shmoyne Yemei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and Yom Tov Shel Atzeres and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So let's count up the 18. We have the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, and 8 days of Chanukah, so that's 16 altogether. The first day of Pesach is 17, and the first day of Shavuos is 18. So on, we know in Chutz La'aretz, obviously, there would be 21 days of a full Hallel, because we would have another day of Hallel the second day of Pesach. We have two first days, so to speak. We have another day of Hallel on Shavuos, and we have another day of Hallel on. We add another day of Hallel to Sukkot, to Shmini Atzeres. So we have another day. We have the 21 days. Three more days. We have an extra day for Shavuos, an extra day for Pesach, and an extra day for Sukkot. So the Gemara asks, Maishno b'chag, why is it that on Sukkot, the Amrinan Kol Yoima, we say a complete Hallel every single day of Sukkot, even Chol HaMoed, we recite the full Hallel, the Hallel Shalem, on every single day of Sukkot. U'maishno b'Pesach dolei Amrinan Kol Yoima, and why is it that on Pesach, we do not recite the complete Hallel every day of Pesach? So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says, the Chag, because on Sukkot, Chalukin b'Karbanoseihem. Every day of Sukkot, there's another set of Karbanos. So we know that on the first day of Sukkot is 13 Parim. On the second day of Sukkot is 12 Parim, in descending order. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. So every day of Sukkot is another set of Karbanos, a different set of Karbanos. And therefore, to reflect that, we recite a full Hallel every day of Sukkot. However, The Pesach ain't chalukim mekarbon aseir. On Pesach, each day of Pesach is the same set of karbonets. It doesn't change. Today is the same as yesterday, and tomorrow is the same as today, and so on. So therefore, we don't reflect that with the Hallel Sholem, and therefore we only recite Hallel on the first day of Pesach, complete Hallel on the first day of Pesach. It's actually interesting because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that the half Hallel that we do recite the rest of the days of Pesach is the same level as Rosh Chodesh, which means that it's just a minhag. And again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Svardim would not recite even a bracha on the Hallel of the remaining days of Pesach. So it's as if there's no obligation whatsoever to say Hallel. It's the same as a minhag as Rosh Chodesh. The Ramban, we'll talk more about the Ramban later, the Ramban says that the obligation to recite the half Hallel on the remaining days of Pesach is more than the minhag of Rosh Chodesh, and even those that do not recite a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, it's only a minhag, they would recite a bracha on Pesach. But everybody agrees that we only recite the half Hallel on the remaining days of Pesach. Clearly, the Hallel is not on the same level as the first day. So why is it that on Sukkot we recite Hallel every single day, a full Hallel, and why is it that the obligation to say Hallel the rest of the days of Sukkot, of Pesach, is not the same as the first day? So the Gemara gives the answer, because on Sukkot, every single day is a different carbon, a different carbon. So to reflect that, we have a full Hallel. On Pesach, it's the identical carbon every single day. So therefore, it's as if the Pesach is one long Hemshech. So we're Yoytze, we fulfill our obligation with the Hallel, with the first day, and the obligation is diminished the remaining days of Pesach. The Gemara in Erchin goes on, Shabbos de Chalukah b'karbonoy sehalema. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. Shabbos, we bring different karbonis than we do on a weekday. On Shabbos, we have a karbon musaf. So why don't we recite Hallel every single Shabbos? The Gemara in Erchin asks this. Imagine what it would be like if every single Shabbos we recited Hallel. Why don't we recite Hallel every Shabbos? If the criteria for Hallel is a new set of karbonis, why don't we recite Hallel every Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Loi ikri moed, because Shabbos is not referred to as a moed. It's not referred to as a Yom Tov. It's not referred to as a set time. It's not a meeting time between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is something that's kavua v'kaima. It's something embedded in the Bria. It's something that's very, very special, but it's not a unique time during the year. We don't say Hallel on Shabbos. It's not called a moed. Asks the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh to ikri moed lema. So why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So why don't we recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So we recite a half Hallel. It's only a minhag. Why don't we recite a real Hallel? Why isn't there a full obligation to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, La'ikdish b'yasiyas malacha. Because even though it's referred to as a Moed, but it's not Kaddish from Asiyas malacha. You're allowed to perform labor. There's no Isra malacha on Chol HaMoed, so clearly on Rosh Chodesh. So clearly Rosh Chodesh does not have the same level of Moed as the Yom Tov does. So what do we see from this Gemara in Erchin? We see from this Gemara that the criteria for saying Hallel is that, number one, you have to be called a Moed, and that's why on Shabbos we don't recite the Hallel. Even though Shabbos, there's an Isser to perform Halacha. It's even more chamer than on Yom Tov. You can't even cook Oichel Nefesh. So certainly Shabbos is asur b'malacha. But the criteria to recite Hallel is Moed. Shabbos is not referred to as a Moed. And number two, the second criteria to recite a Hallel, to have the full obligation of Hallel, is that there's an Isser Malacha. So even though Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a Moed, but there's no Isser Malacha, you're allowed to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, again, it doesn't trigger an obligation to recite the Hallel. We say a half Hallel as a minhag, but there's no obligation to actually say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so the criteria for Hallel is Moed together with Asiyas Malach and Isser Asiyas Malach. That's what we see from the Gemara in Erechim. Now, everybody knows, and this is probably the more known reason that we don't recite Hallel on the remainder of Pesach. So in item Beis, Oitam shel Ligmas Hallel Shara Yomim. So there's another reason brought in the Poskim why we don't recite a full Hallel on the last day of Pesach and the remaining days of Pesach. The Beis Yosef and Simon Tov Tzadi, brings b'shem the Medrash, and this is the famous reason. This is probably the reason that stands out in most people's minds. Because the Egyptians were drowned on the seventh day of Pesach with the Kriyas Yamsuf, we say it every day in the Shir Alayam in Oz Yashir that the water came crashing down on the Mitzriim. So v'kosvoy and uksiv and it's written ben foil oivecha al tismach, not to rejoice with the falling of the enemy. So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'ase yadai toivim biyam. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that if my creations, my handiwork, the Mitzriim, after all, Hashem created everything. My handiwork, the Mitzriim, an entire nation, is drowning in the Yam. The Atem Oimrim Shira, and you're going to say Shira. So that's the Medrash, and the Beis Yosef brings this Medrash, and that's why we don't recite a full Hal in deference to the loss of life in Kriyas Yamsuf. So we don't recite a full Hallel to show respect for the Egyptians that were killed on the Yamsuf. So it's true. Technically, we should really recite a full Hallel on Pesach, but in deference, out of respect for the Misa of the Mitzriim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Maisa Yodai Tava Biyam. So that's why we abstain. We don't recite a full Hallel out of respect for the Misa of the Mitzriim. So the question is, Tzarech Bir Lama Tzrichi Trei Taimi. So why is it necessary to have two reasons? Is it like the Gemara says in Erchen, because the Hallel reflects the Karbanis? That's what the Gemara in Erchen makes pretty clear, that in order to have Hallel, you have to be called a Moed that has different sets of Karbanis that triggers a carbon. That's why you recite a full Hallel. Pesach is missing that criteria because it doesn't have a new set of Karbanis. You're already Yoytze with the Hallel of the first day. Or is it like the Gemara says, is it like the Medrash says, because since Maisa Yodai Tova B'yam, so what's the reason why we don't recite a full Hallel? Is it because there's no reason to? Because if you think about it, it's like fundamentally different reasons. The Gemara in Erchen is saying that there's no reason to recite Hallel the rest of the days, because since the day does not trigger a new carbon, you're already yoitza with the Hallel of the first day. So there's no reason to recite Hallel the rest of the days. You know why we don't recite a Hallel on Pesach, on the rest of the days of Pesach? Because there's no reason to, because we already said Hallel the first day, and the second day and the third day and the fourth day are identical to the first day. So there's no reason to recite another Hallel. Or is it like the Medrash says, that really we should be saying Hallel on Pesach, on the remaining days of Pesach, but out of respect to the Mitzriim, we don't, because Ma'ase Yodai Tovu B'yam, because Hashem says you can't recite a Shira if the Egyptians perished on the Yamsuf. So what's the reason why we don't recite?
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I thought the Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Ma'ase Yodai Tovu B'yam was said to the Malachim who were, you know, wanted to say Shira.
So that's a good question. So other Mefarshim say that. So maybe that's why the Bavli doesn't go with that, right? That's a good, there are different midrashim. But this Medrash says that the reason we don't recite Hallel is because Hashem says, Ma'ase Yodai Tova B'yam. This is cited as a reason that we shouldn't say Hallel. So there are different midrashim and different ideas. So the question is, by Pesach, what's the reason why we don't recite Hallel? Is it because there's simply no reason to, because we already recited Hallel on the first day, and the rest of Pesach is just a repeat of the first day? Or is it because there's something stopping us from reciting Hallel because of Ma'ase Yodai Tova B'yam, out of deference to the Misa of the Mitzriim? There are different ideas out there and different Midrashim, but this Medrash is actually brought as one of the reasons. And an item Gimel to make the question even a bit stronger, so in Simen Tav Tzadi, which is the same Simen in the Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Yosef in the Tur brought this Medrash, the Taz only brings this reason. He doesn't even bring the Gemara in Erchen. The Beis Yosef brings the Gemara in Erchen, and then he brings the Medrash as a second reason. The Taz doesn't even bring the Gemara in Erchen. He only brings the Medrash. The Shulchan Aruch says that all the days of Chol HaMoed and the remaining days of Pesach, we do not recite the Hallel. We only recite the Hallel B'dilug. We only recite the half Hallel. And the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that it's just a minhag, and the Svardim would not even recite a bracha before the half Hallel, just like Rosh Chodesh. So the Taz writes in Tzivkat and Gimel, because on the seventh day of Pesach, Nitbu'u HaMitzriim, since the Egyptians perished in the Yam, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'isi Yodai Tava B'Yam. So he brings this Medrash. So why does the Taz only bring the reason of the Medrash, and he doesn't even bring the Gemara Arucha, the Sugya Arucha in Erechim? So basically the question, the topic for tonight's discussion is, what is the nature of the Hallel, and what is the reason why we don't recite Hallel on the remaining days? Is it because there's simply no reason to, because it's not Chalukin B'Karbanoseim, there's no different Karbanis, there's no new Mechayev, there's no new impetus to say Hallel, we're already Yotze with the first day? Or is the reason we don't recite Hallel because we can't, out of respect for the Misa of the Mitzriyim, Ma'isi Yodei Tavaviyah? Now, there's a very interesting Gemara in Meseches Megillah on Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. So the Gemara tells us like this, Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara tells us, Arboim Ushmoin Neviim, there were 48 Neviim, Meshevin Neviyos, and there are 7 Neviyos. So there were 48 male Neviim, there were 7 female Neviyos, Nisnanu Lahem LeYisrael. And they are the ones who prophesize for the Jewish people. So the Mefarshim there say that there really were hundreds of Nevi'im. But what the Gemara means to say, what the Braisa means to enumerate, are the Nevi'im whose prophecy was relevant for Doris. So Rashi there in Maseches Megillah goes through the entire 48 Nevi'im, one after the other. Some of the names are more familiar than others. Any Navi whose Nevuah was Noigea, was relevant for Doris, they're recorded as one of the 48 Nevi'im. Any Navi whose Nevuah was not relevant, Ladoiris, it wasn't relevant to future generations, it was only something that was relevant at that time, he's not counted as one of these 48 Nevi'im. So, says the Braisa over there, so the Nevi'im are not allowed to either detract or add on what it says in the Torah. We actually know that Eliyahu HaNavi, he detracted from what it says in the Torah because he brought Karbanis on Har HaKarmel outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara means that they didn't permanently institute, they didn't detract permanently or add anything permanently to what it says in the Torah. Chutz mi-mikra Megillah, with the exception of Megillah. So we know that the Megillah was a sefer, they wrote a sefer Megillah, and it's a question if it's one of the Sifrei Tanakh or not. It's a whole question in the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos and a Gemara in Megillah, and they created a mitzvah to recite the Megillah every year. So, my drosh, what was the drosha? How were the Nevi'im allowed to create another mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah? So, we know that there are many halachas that the Chachamim enacted, Gzeiris, the Tilas Yadayim, things of that nature, but by and large, they were Gzeiris. They were decrees to protect the Torah. But to create a whole nother mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah that is completely unprecedented, that, how do they know they're allowed to do that? So, Omar Rab Chiya Bar Oven, Omar Rab Yeshua Ben Korcha, the Nevi'im, they had a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Me'avdus L'Cheiris Arminan Shira, if we know that there's a mitzvah to observe Pesach, which is Me'avdus L'Cheiris, we went from servitude to freedom, Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shchein, so the Nes, that we were saved from the decree of Haman, all the more so, we should declare a national Yom Tov, and we should recite the Megillah, we should have a mitzvah to have the Megillah. So they made a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach. If there's a mitzvah to observe Pesach, if we have some celebration of being saved from Avdus, where our lives were not in danger in Mitzrayim, we were saved from Avdus, so Kol Shechein, we should make a mitzvah to commemorate the Nes of being saved from the decree of Haman. So that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah. If we recite a shira, me'avdus l'cheiros kol shchein misa l'chaim. So the Gemara asks, ihachi halel nami neima. So if that's the case, why don't we recite halel on Purim? Just like we recite halel on Pesach, we should recite halel on Purim. So the Gemara gives an answer, lefi she'ein oimrim halel al neis shebechutz la'aretz. We don't recite a halel on a neis that occurred in chutz la'aretz, on foreign soil. We only recite Hallel on a Nes that occurred in Eretz Yisrael. We do not recite a Hallel on a Nes that occurred on foreign soil outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara there has other reasons. Another answer is that the Megillah itself replaces the Hallel. There are different answers there that the Gemara says, but I want to focus on this answer, that one of the reasons we don't recite Hallel on Purim is because we never recite Hallel over a nes that occurred on foreign soil outside of Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Gemara ask? This is a continuation of the Gemara Megillah. So Yetzias Mitzrayim also is a nesha b'chutz la'aretz, but didn't Yetzias Mitzrayim occur outside of Eretz Yisrael? We never even entered Eretz Yisrael, and we still recite the Hallel. Hechi Amrinan Shira. So how do we say Shira? So the Gemara answers, Kedesanya, that's different. Yetzias Mitzrayim is an exception. We're allowed to recite Hallel over Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's different because actually Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, before Klal Yisrael ever entered Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael was never in Eretz Yisrael as a nation when they left Mitzrayim. They had not yet activated, so to speak. They didn't sanctify Eretz Yisrael. There was no such thing as Eretz Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. It didn't have the sanctity. When the Oilei Mitzrayim came to Eretz Yisrael, they had to be Mekadesh. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us how they went ahead sanctifying the land of Eretz Yisrael. When we left Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael did not have the same Kedusha that it has today. So that's why you're allowed to recite the Shira over a nes that occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael didn't have that Kedusha. However, once Eretz Yisrael was Hukshar, Mishin Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz, but once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Loi Hukshuru Kol Aratzis Le'Mashira, so then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was activated, so to speak, and therefore that precludes us now from ever reciting Hallel on a nes that occurs outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there discusses in Megillah, how did the Nevi'im have the ability to create a mitzvah of Megillah, Kriyas Megillah on Purim? So the Gemara says because there's a Kal v'Chomer from Pesach. If you say Shira on Pesach, you should certainly say Shira on Purim. So asks the Gemara, why don't we recite Hallel on Purim, just like we recite Hallel on Pesach? Answers the Gemara, because the Nes of Purim occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael. So asks the Gemara, but so the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim also occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael. So why do we say Hallel on Pesach? So on that the Gemara answers, Pesach is different. We're allowed to recite Hallel on the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim because we had not yet entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, so there was no such thing essentially as Eretz Yisrael. But once we're Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, once we entered Eretz Yisrael and they sanctified the land of Eretz Yisrael, that creates that Eretz Yisrael is our place. That's our soil. That's our land. And anything that occurs outside of Eretz Yisrael is automatically second place. It's already not on the level as a regular miracle, and therefore that doesn't warrant saying how. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah. Now the Turi Evin is the same person as the Shakas Aryeh. So the Turi Evin asks a Gvaldik Akash. He asks Gvaldik Akash, what was the Gemara's question in Megillah? What does the Gemara ask in Megillah? That if we don't recite Hallel on Purim, because the miracle of Purim occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael, so why do we recite Hallel on Pesach if the miracle of Pesach occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Gemara Megillah says. Ask the Turi Evin, what's the Gemara's question? V'kashali, my parach miyamtif rishin shal Pesach sha'aymim hal. What kind of question is that? The Gemara asks essentially, why are we reciting Hallel on the first day of Pesach if it occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael? That was the Gemara's question. What kind of question is that? We're not reciting Hallel over the miracle. We're reciting Hallel over the yamtif, like the Gemara says in Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin explains that the reason why we recite Hallel on the first day of Pesach is because it's called a moed, it's asur b'malacha, and it has a new set of karbanis. We're not reciting the Hallel on Pesach over the miracle. We're reciting Hallel on Pesach over the moed, just like the Gemara asks in Erchin, that we should recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Now, there was no miracle that occurs every Rosh Chodesh. Why should we recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Because it was called a moed. And the Gemara answered, it doesn't fit the definition because there's no Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. But you see from the Gemara in Erchin that the criteria for Hallel on Pesach is because it's a moed, is mitzad the fact that it's a moed. We're saying Hallel in honor of the day. We're not reciting Hallel over the miracle. We're reciting Hallel in honor of the day. Purim, there's nothing special about the day. There are no special karbanis that we bring on Purim. It's only a rabbinic yomtiv. So we're not reciting halal over the day of Purim. We're reciting halal over the miracle of Purim. So that's why the Gemara says that a miracle that occurs outside Eretz Israel doesn't qualify for a halal. But when it comes to Pesach, even if the miracle occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael, but we're not reciting Hallel over the miracle, we're reciting Hallel because of the Yomtiv, just like the Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin makes it perfectly clear that we're reciting Hallel because it's a Moed, it's Aser V'Asiyas Malacha, and because there are special Karbanis starting from the first day of Pesach. So that's the Turi Evans Kasha. Let's read it inside. V'Kashuli, my Parach Miyomtiv Rishin Shal Pesach Sha'omrim Hallel. What's the Gemara's question? Why do we say Hallel on the first day of Pesach? Dilma lav misham neis oimim oisai. We're not reciting the Hallel because of a miracle. Ela mipnei shehu moed. It's because it's a yomtiv. Midi dihavi atzeres v'sukkos. Just like every shavuos and every sukkos, we recite Hallel. Delo nasa behem neis. There was no specific miracle. We're not reciting Hallel over the miracle. We're reciting Hallel over the yomtiv. Afilu achi amin oisai. So imkein yomtiv rishon shel Pesach meharoi loimer by Hallel mitzar atzmai. So asks the Turi Evan, you know why we say Hallel on Pesach? Because of the Yomtiv, because of the day itself. The Ikri Moed is referred to as a Moed. The Ikdish B'Asiyas Malacha, we're not allowed to perform Malacha. And that's the criteria the Gemara in Erechim gives us. It's not because of the miracle. So says the Turi Evan of Gvaldik Yisai. The Turi Evan now, and this is going to be the Pesach. This is going to be the opening, how to understand what's behind Hallel. Says the Turi Evan, V'yesh Loimar. What says the Turiyat? When the Gemara in Megillah is asking, is questioning, why do we recite Hallel on Pesach? Because the miracle occurred in Chutz Laretz. It's not referring to the Hallel that we say during the day. It's referring to the Hallel. A Hallel sho'omrim b'leil yomtiv rishon shel Pesach kokashule. The Gemara in Megillah is handling. The Gemara in Megillah is addressing the Hallel that we say by the Seder. That's what the Gemara in Megillah is addressing. Why do we say that Hallel every night by the Seder? That Hallel was over the miracle, over the fact that that was the beginning of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim explained that although we didn't actually leave Mitzrayim until the following morning, the following day, but the Seder night, when we had the Karban Pesach, that was the beginning of the Geula. That's when the Egyptians wanted us to leave. That's when we were finally free from the Geula. The Maral says that at the taking of the Karban Pesach and the shechting of the Karban Pesach, we were freeing ourselves spiritually from the slavery, the spiritual slavery of Mitzrayim. So it was the Geula. It was really the Geula. It was the Pidyon Nafshenu. That's when we were redeemed spiritually, our souls. Were redeemed from the Egyptian exile already by the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, by the Seder night. And that's why we recite Hallel. We recite Hallel Seder night over the miracle of the Geula, the Pidus Nafshenu, the fact that our souls were redeemed at that point. We physically left Mitzrayim the next day, but we were redeemed in a sense already by the Seder the night before. That's the Hallel that we recite by the night of the Seder. So says the Turi Evan, that's the Gemara's question in Megillah. The Gemara's question in Megillah is that that's beautiful. By the Seder night, you're reciting the Hallel over the Nes, the miracle of the redemption. But that miracle occurred in Chutz Laretz. How can you recite Hallel over a miracle that occurs in Chutz Laretz? So to that, the Gemara in Megillah answers that before we ever entered Eretz Yisrael, before we were Makadish, before we sanctified Eretz Yisrael, then we can even recite Hallel over a miracle that occurs outside Eretz Yisrael, because there wasn't any Eretz Yisrael. But once we enter Eretz Yisrael and sanctify Eretz Yisrael, that precludes us from then on to ever reciting Hallel over a miracle that occurred on foreign soil, and that's why we don't recite Hallel over the Purim miracle. But we do recite Hallel over the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Seder night. So we see from here a beautiful idea from the Turi Evan, that the first day of Pesach, we recite Hallel twice. We recite Hallel by the Seder, and we also recite Hallel the next morning. In both cases, we recite the full Hallel. So says the Turi Evan that the two Hallels are fundamentally different. The Hallel that we recite by the Seder is a Hallel, it's a Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avur the Nes, over the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why we're reciting the Hallel. That's why the Gemara Megillah asks that, why are we reciting Hallel over a miracle that occurred in Chutz Laretz? And the answer to that is because we never entered Eretz Israel yet. That's why the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim is big enough to recite Hallel. The Hallel that we recite the following morning in Shul, that's the Hallel over the Moed. That's the Hallel that the Gemara in Erchin is talking about. The Gemara in Erchin is talking about the Hallel that we recite in Shul during the day, the Hallel in honor of the Moed, in honor of the day. So the Hallel that we recite by the Seder is in honor of the miracle, and the Hallel that we recite during the day is in honor of the Yom Tov. Toby, you want to add something?
Yeah, because the Hallel at night that we're saying, you're saying before the Geula.
That's right.
But what was the Geula based on? It was based on the death of Mitzrayim.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mitzrayim.
That's a good question.
Doesn't he think that it just said, that Hashem doesn't want you to do that?
That's an excellent question. I thought that bothered me also. I thought of that question also. That's an excellent question. That how can you say Hallel over the miracle of the Geula if there was death to the firstborn in the Makas Bechoris was associated with that? So that's a very good question. So I think the answer to that question, I was bothered with this question also. I think that the answer to that question is that was, so to speak, incidental. In other words, we're not reciting Hallel over the Makkah of Makas Bechoris, over the miracle of Makas Bechoris. That's not what we're reciting Hallel over. We're reciting Hallel over the miracle of the redemption, of the Pidus Nafshein, the fact that we were freed from the Shibud of Mitzrayim spiritually. That's what's triggering the Hallel. So it's true that at the same time, the Egyptians were passing away, but that's not what we're reciting Hallel over. Right, we're reciting Hallel over the Pidus Nafshein. Now, when it comes to the Kriyas Yamsuf, if you the Mefarshim explain that if you look at the map on the Kriyas Yamsuf, so we didn't even have to cross the Yamsuf because we crossed the Yamsuf, we went through the Yamsuf and came out on the same side. If you look in the Mefarshim there, it was a completely unnecessary miracle because we didn't accomplish anything by going through the Yamsuf. We're on the same side that we were before. It was really just a lack of a better. It was really just a publicity stunt. It was really just a miracle. It was just a miracle that Hashem did. And what was the purpose of the miracle? The miracle was to exact punishment against the Mitzrayim. So the entire miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf was just to show the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he destroyed the Egyptian army. That was the purpose of the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why we don't recite Hallel. That's what the Medrash means, that we don't recite Hallel in deference to the death of the Egyptians. But the night of Pesach, we're reciting Hallel at the Seder over our own redemption. The fact that the firstborn were dying was incidental. That was parallel. That was something else going on at the same time. But that's not what we're reciting the Hallel over. We're reciting the Hallel over the Pidus Nafshenu, over the fact that we're being freed spiritually. that's what I think, Toby. Let me know if you're satisfied with that answer. Now, the Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph says exactly the same thing as the Turi Evin. Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph speaks out there, Dibra Maschel Mishahoya. So the Gemara there is talking about how if someone themselves are not obligated, they cannot exempt you in your mitzvah. So for example, you can recite the Kiddush for me because you're obligated in Kiddush just as much as I am. So you can recite the Kiddush on my behalf. So I can recite Kiddush for my wife. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Technically, your wife can recite Kiddush for you. Now the Gemara in Sukkah says that a man cannot be Yotze Hallel through his wife's Kriya. He cannot listen to a woman reciting the Hallel, besides the issues of Tznius involved. But a man should not listen even to his own wife reciting the Hallel, because since his wife is exempt from reciting Hallel, so she could not pater me. She could not exempt me from my obligation of Hallel if I merely listen to my wife's reciting of the Hallel. So what does the Gemara say to do? The Gemara says, if the man doesn't know how to read, so the Gemara says that his wife should recite the Hallel, and he can repeat after his wife word for word, because that way he's really essentially saying the Hallel himself. But then the Gemara says over there, Tova Me'era, that it doesn't reflect well. It reflects poorly over the man. The man should be cursed. The Gemara uses a strong expression. It doesn't reflect well on the man at all that he has to resort to listening to a lady saying the halal, and that he doesn't know how to say the halal himself. So Tosfos comments on that Gemara. Mash makan, you see from here, that an isha pitura mehalel the sukkas v'chein v'atzeres. You see from here, says Tosfos, that a woman is ordinarily exempt from halal. She's exempt from halal or on sukkas or atzeres. Of course, a woman is allowed to recite the halal if they want. Now, would a woman recite a bracha over the halal? So this is interesting. Svardim, whenever a woman is exempt from a mitzvah, so the Svardim, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that the women do not recite a bracha. So if a woman wants to shake lulav, gzintahet, but she doesn't recite a bracha. If a woman wants to hear shofar, gzintahet, but she doesn't recite a bracha. The minig of Ashkenazim, the Ramah, based on Rabbeinu Tam, is that women do recite a bracha even over an elective mitzvah, a mitzvah shazman grama, that since they elected to do the mitzvah, they would recite a bracha. So, says Tosfos, technically, women are exempt from the halal of sukkos and shvuos, but time mishum, and Tosfos explains, the mitzvah shazman grama he, because it's a time-related mitzvah. Says Tosfos, afal gav de bahalel de leil psach, even though the halal by the Seder night. Mashma b'perek arvei psachim the machayvi b'dalet kaisis. The Gemara says in arvei psachim that women have to drink the dalet kaisis. Why do they have to drink the dalet kaisis? Because afhin hayu ba'isai neis. Because they were included in the miracle. Umistama like teknu dalet kaisis elek de lemra leim halal va'agada. And the reason, part and parcel of the dalet kaisis, is to recite the halal and the hagada. Because we drink the first cup by the kiddush. We drink the second cup we recite the Haggadah over the second cup, we recite the benching over the third cup, and we recite the Hallel, we complete the Hallel over the fourth cup. And the women have to drink all four cups. So presumably, says Tosfos, they're obligated in all the mitzvahs, because why are they drinking the fourth cup if they're not obligated to recite the Hallel, if they're not reciting the Haggadah? So obviously the women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of the Seder night, and therefore they're reciting the Kiddush, the Haggadah, the benching, and the Hallel over the four cups of wine. So you see from here, says Tosfos, that they are obligated in the Hallel of the Seder night. Why? So says Tosfos, Shiny Hal the Pesach al Nesba. The answer is because Hallel of the night of Pesach is over the miracle. When do we say women are exempt from Hallel? The Hallel of the Yom, the Hallel of the day. Because the Hallel in honor of the Yomtif is a time-related mitzvah. It's in honor of the day. Yom Tov is only once a year. When it comes to the Hallel of the Seder night, although it's time-related, it's not because of the time. It's over the miracle. And since women were included in the miracle, or they precipitated the miracle, therefore they do recite the Hallel over the miracle. That's what Tosfos says. So women are obligated in the Hallel Seder night, but they're not obligated technically in the Hallel Yom Tov day. If they want to recite the Hallel, they can. And according to the Ashkenazim, they can even recite a bracha. But the Hallel at the Seder, they're obligated to, because it's part and parcel of the mitzvahs of the night that we're doing to honor, to commemorate the miracle. So you see from Tosfos and Sukkah exactly what the Turi Yevin said. The Tosfos and Sukkah says, he makes a distinction between the Hallel of the day, which is a Hallel over the day, over the Yom, which is time-related, so incidentally, women are exempt, versus the Hallel over the Seder. The Hallel over the Seder is a Hallel over the miracle. So the Turi Evans answer between the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Erchin fits like a glove. The Gemara in Erchin that says that the criteria for Hallel is whether it's referred to as a Moed, which is indicative of the Karbanis and the Asiyas Balacha. It has to be a full-fledged Yom Tov. That's talking about the Hallel of the Yom Tov in honor of the day. That's what the Gemara in Erchin is discussing and comparing and contrasting. Do we say Hallel on Shabbos? Do we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? That's all Hallel in honor of the day. The Hallel that the Gemara in Megillah is discussing, should we recite Hallel over a miracle that occurred in Chutz Laretz? That's referring to the Hallel of the Seder night, the hal of the Seder night is not in honor of the day. It's not because of the moed. It's because of the miracle of the pidus nafshenu, the spiritual redemption that we had starting from the Korban Pesach, starting from the Seder night. That's the halal that the Gemara in Megillah is discussing, the halal over the miracle. That's what the Turi Yevin says, and it's based on the Tosis and Sukkah, a beautiful idea. So in item Zion, this also answers the original question. The original question was, why are two reasons given why we don't recite halal the rest of the days of Pesach? So again, the Gemara in Erchin says we don't recite halal the rest of the days of Pesach because there are no extra karbanis. It's just a continuation of the first day. It's just more of the same of the first day. That's what the Gemara in Erchin says. The Medrash says that the reason we don't recite halal on the rest of the days of Pesach is out of deference to the Egyptians that perished at the Kriyas Yamsuf. Which one is it? Is it because there's no mechayev to say halal because there's nothing new about the remaining days of Pesach? Or is it because we should be saying halal, but we can't because of out of respect for the death of the Mitzrayim? So based on this Turi Yevin and based on the Tosis and Sukkah, so the Achronim answer, that's why we need two reasons. The Gemara in Erchin that says we don't recite the halal because there's no reason to, because there are no special korbanos, that's referring to the halal of the day, mitzad the moed, because of the yomtiv. So says the Gemara in Erchin, once you recited halal once on the first day, you already patered, you already honored the yomtiv, and there's nothing unique about the remaining days of Pesach. It's all a hemshech. It's all just a continuation of the first day. So since you already recited halal over the moed, the rest of the days are already covered by that first halal that you recited on the first day. That's what the Gemara in Erchin is referring to. The Medrash that's referring to the Medrash that says that we don't recite halal out of respect for the Misa of the Mitzrayim, that's asking a different question. That it's true that we shouldn't recite halal based on the Yom. We already were Yotzei with the first day. But at least we should recite halal on the seventh day of Pesach in honor of the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Medrash is referring to. The Medrash is referring to saying halal based on the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's true. This is what the Medrash is saying. It's true that we don't recite halal anymore because of the yomtiv, because it's all the same yomtiv and there's nothing new in the Karbanis. Like the Gemara says in Erchin, we're yotze with the first halal. But we should have a new reason to say halal, the miracle that occurred on the seventh day of Kriyas Yamsuf. To that, the Medrash answers that miracle does not deserve a halal out of respect for the Misa of the Egyptians. Just like the Gemara in Megillah says that you don't recite a halal over a nes that occurred in Chutz Laretz, so the Medrash is saying a similar idea. We don't recite a halal over a miracle that had collateral damage to the Egyptians. That's why we don't recite a halal. But there's two different reasons to say halal. One reason to say halal is based on to honor the day. That's the first day. And to that, the Gemara in Erchin says there are no additional karbanos. And the second reason that we might have said halal was mitzad the neis, in honor of the miracle. So to that, the Medrash answers that we don't recite halal based on that miracle, since that miracle had collateral damage, that the Egyptians were perished as a result of that, directly as a result of that miracle. That's how to shtim the two ideas. That's how to reconcile the Gemara in Erchin with the Medrash. So it's beautiful ideas. Different reasons to say halal. Go ahead, Toby.
Does anyone mention the fact when you mentioned the one before above about afen hayavoso anes?
Yeah.
That was the reason why Miriam said what she said, made them do what they did. Because nobody mentions the fact that they were, you know, that my children are dying, my creations are dying. Nobody says that about Miriam. They only say that about the either Malachim or Azoshir. So my question is, when she said Susra Gorov Ovayam, was she referring to that they were now involved in the...
That's an interesting question. So actually, the Mefarshim asked the question altogether, that if you're not allowed to recite Hallel over such a miracle, then how are they able to say Az Yashir? How could the men say Az Yashir? And how could the women, led by Miriam, how can they sing a Shira? So that's actually a question. And it's a little bit different because that was a spontaneous thing that they said at the time. as mamish and asiris of the miracle. That's not something that they enacted to say every day. We say az yashirim psukim de zimra, but it's not a takana to say as a hal. So that sort of, I never saw anybody differentiate between the shira of Miriam versus the shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, but I did see that they asked this question in general, that why do we say az yashir if you're not supposed to sing a shira over a miracle that had collateral? That I saw. But that I saw.
Somebody must have said something to her.
That's a good question. Right, so for some reason, so that I saw, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he prompt the Shira, and why did Miriam prompt the Shira if you're not supposed to say Shira over a miracle So that question I saw asked, one of the answers I saw was because that was a spontaneous Shira that you're supposed, you have to acknowledge the nace that Hashem did for us. The Gemara is referring to enacting a Hallel for all future generations. That we don't do. We don't enact a Hallel for all future generations. That's the Medrash. But at the time itself of the nace, Klai Yisrael had to acknowledge that nace. But that's a very good point. Now, moving on to item Ches, the Poskim have a question. What happens if a person forgot to recite the Hallel Shalem on the first day of Pesach? He forgot. For some reason he didn't. Maybe he didn't go to shul that morning. He forgot to recite Hallel. So what should he do? So the Kshuvas Marsham, so the Marsham writes in Das Torah, Or HaChaim, Tav Peches, that since the Hallel is Shevach, it's a praise to Hashem, so there's no Tashlum, you can't make it up. It's a one-time thing. It's only appropriate on the first day of Pesach, and you can't make it up if you forgot to say it. Just like there's no Tashlumin for a Musaf, for example, there wouldn't be any Tashlumin for the Hallel Sholem of the Yom Rishon. However, the Grach, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, it's brought in the Haggadah on the Pesach Mibes Levi in the Hoysafis Amud Kuf Chav Tes. So the Grach, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he says what we've been saying here all along. He says that all the remaining days of Pesach are all one continuous Moed. It's one continuous Yom Tov of the first day. So just like you recite the Hallel, the full Hallel, the complete Hallel, on the first day. And the reason we don't recite Hallel the remaining days is because we already were Yotze with the Hallel of the first day. There's no new Karbanis, so it's a continuation of the first day. So says Rav Chaim, you're Yotze when you say the Hallel the first day. But if you forgot to recite it the first day, then you absolutely would be Mechuyev to complete the Hallel on one of the remaining days, because you're still Mechuyev O'imid, you're still obligated, because the Yom Tov is still here. If you would have passed the entire Yom Tov without saying Hallel, then you obviously missed the opportunity to say Hallel. But if you're still in the Yom Tov of Pesach, so you could still recite the full Hallel. Once we recite it the first day, you don't recite it anymore, like the Gemara says in Erechin, because there's nothing new about the remaining days, it's a continuation of the first day. But if you neglected to say Hallel the first day, of course you could say Hallel on the remaining days. But it would come out from our discussion that if a person forgot to say Hallel by the Seder was over the miracle, then we would say what the Marsham says, because that Hallel is Taka, a Hallel, over, that Hallel is Taka, a Hallel, over the Nes. And since that's a Hallel over the Nes, once you miss the opportunity, there's no makeup, there's no Tashlum. But the Hallel the first day, you really have the right to say Hallel. Every single day of Pesach is a reason for Hallel. It's just that we exempt that with the first Hallel because there's nothing new with the Hemshech of Pesach. But if you forgot to say Hallel the first day, then of course you would be able to say Hallel on the remaining days. So the question is why do we say a Chatzi Hallel the rest of Yom Tov? So again, so the Shulchan Aruch says that's just a minhag, just like on Rosh Chodesh. It's a minhag. It's a minute to say Hallel because the rest of Chol HaMoed is not worse than Rosh Chodesh. It's a minute. You can ask the same question. Why do we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh also, there's no Issur Malacha. The Moed, the day, should not really trigger an obligation to say Hallel. So the Rambam says it's a minhag, and we don't even recite a bracha over that Hallel according to the Sfaradim. So according to the Rambam, the Hallel of Pesach of Chol HaMoed is a minhag. But the full Hallel, which is an obligation, would already yotza with the first Hallel. If you forgot to say the first Hallel, then you would be allowed to make it up. And I imagine that would be the halacha. If somebody would ask me, that's what I would say, that you should make up the Hallel on the remaining days. There's another interesting question that they bring, that if a child, an item Yud Aleph, what if this is always a question, we've discussed this before regarding Sfiras HaOmer, what if a child he was a minor the first day of Pesach. He recited Hallel, the full Hallel, as a minor. And then he became Bar Mitzvah sometime during Pesach. Should he, or is he obligated to, or should he re-recite the Hallel Shalem as an adult? Right? Does the Hallel that he recited as a minor exempt his obligation as an adult or not? It's very similar to the question we discussed last year. If a katan who becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, if he would continue counting, does the count that he had as a child, does it count towards his counting as an adult? It would be a similar shaila over here. Rashom Zalman Orbach Zatzal, he entertained reciting the Hallel again as a gadol, but then he said, since it's only the Rabbanan, so therefore you can use the Hallel that you recited as a child to exempt your obligation as an adult. Now, what if a person forgot the Hallel on the first day and he didn't remember until the seventh day? Now, on the seventh day, you can still recite the Hallel because you forgot to say it on the first day, so you still owe a Hallel, so to speak, because of the Yomtiv, because of the Moed. So I never fulfilled my obligation of Hallel over the Moed. However, now that I got to the seventh day, you already have the second consideration that if the Egyptians are dying on that day, maybe you shouldn't recite the Hallel. So I actually saw some people entertain that if you forgot to say the Hallel all the way until the seventh day, perhaps you shouldn't say the Hallel Shalem now because it wouldn't be respectful to the Misa of the Egyptians. Based on how we're learning, and I saw people say like this as well, if someone would ask me, I would say that they should say it. Because based on our discussion today, when the Medrash says not to say Hallel on account of the miracle because the Egyptians were dying, the Gemara was saying that's why the miracle, that's why the Nes doesn't trigger an obligation to say Hallel. The reason we don't say Hallel on account of the Nes is because the Egyptians were dying. But if I already have an obligation, a prior obligation, to say Hallel on account of the Yomtif, so then Toby, this is like we were discussing before, the fact that the Egyptians were dying incidentally would not exempt me from my prior obligation that I have as a Hallel. The only reason why I'm not saying Hallel every single day is because the Karbanis are the same, like the Gemara says in Erchan. Had it not been for that, imagine if on Pesach, every day would have its own set of Karbanis. Then we would have recited Hallel every single day, in spite of the fact that the Egyptians died, because that's just a reason not to recite Hallel over that miracle, but it's not a reason necessarily to exempt me from a prior obligation. So I would say that if the person forgot to say Hallel and he didn't remember until the seventh day of Pesach, he should recite the full Hallel, in spite of the fact that the Egyptians are dying, because you're not reciting Hallel over the Nes, you're reciting Hallel because you still owe the original Hallel over the Yomtiv. Now, there's a beautiful idea. The Sefer HaMitzvos in the Shoresh Rishon in the Sogas HaRamban, the Ramban is arguing on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Hallel that we recite on Pesach, even the first day, or the Hallel that we recite on any Yomtiv for that matter, is only rabbinic. That's what the Rambam holds. The Ramban says that it's Mamish De'oraisa. So the Ramban argues on the Rambam, and the Ramban holds that Hallel on Yom Tov is Midoraisa. If you look in the brackets in item Yud Gimel, so I pointed out that it's the opposite of what they hold by Tefillah. We once discussed this. The Rambam holds that the obligation to daven is Deraisa, and the text, the formula of our davening was only enacted rabbinically from the Anshei Knesset Sagadola, but the concept of daven is Deraisa. The Ramban holds the obligation to daven is only Derabbanan. When it comes to the Hallel on Yom Tov, it's the opposite. The Rambam holds the obligation to recite Hallel on Yom Tov is rabbinic. The Ramban holds that the obligation to recite Hallel on Yom Tov is d'oraisa, is from the Torah. And the Ramban goes further, that it's even possible that the actual mizmorim that we say during the Hallel, the psukim in the Tehillim that we say in the Hallel, it could very well be that these psukim were already in existence during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anybody who's learning the Daf Yomi already learned that these psukim might have been in existence during the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It could very well be that Klal Yisrael recited the actual Hallel that we recite today when they left Mitzrayim. So says the Ramban, it could even be Doraisa. Even the very psukim that we recite today might have been around at that time, and it might have been Doraisa. And the Ramban says, and this is a beautiful idea, the Ramban says that the obligation to recite Hallel on Yom Tov is either Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, but it might be Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or perhaps, and this is beautiful, the Ramban says that it's included in the mitzvah of Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, Moed, the Simcha of Yom Tov would require us to say Hallel. The pasuk says, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem, uvemoyadechem, uvrashi chokshechem, uskatem mechatzoytris al oloisechem, al zivchei shalmechem." The pasuk says you have to have simcha, and the Ramban says even though on Rosh Chodesh there's no obligation to say halal, it's only a minhag, but that's because the pasuk specifically says that you need a moed. But on Yom Tov, when it's a moed, we should recite the halal midoy raisa because it's included in the mitzvah of esomachta bechagecha. I mentioned this before, the Rambam and the Ramban also argue about the Chatzi Hallel on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam holds it's a pure minig like Rosh Chodesh, and the Ramban also says that the Hallel on Chol HaMoed is stricter than the Hallel of an ordinary Rosh Chodesh. But it's a beautiful idea that the Hallel of Yom Tov, according to the Ramban, is a fulfillment midoraisa of Isomachta B'Chagecha. And the Sefer Moyadim Uzmanim writes that based on this Ramban, you should enjoy the Hallel. And this is a tremendous, tremendous, powerful idea. That when we're reciting Hallel on Yom Tov, and we're singing in Shul, and we're enjoying the Zmirit and the Nigunim, and we're being this Oru, being inspired by the Nigunim, we're actually fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa of the Somachta b'Chagecha. So the more joyous you are when you recite the Hallel, the more fulfillment you're getting for rejoicing in the Yom Tov. It's a kiyum of the Somachta b'Chagecha. So when we're in Shul over Pesach and the Chazan is singing and chanting and nigunim during the Hallel, so joining along is not just an extra thing. It's not just to help the Chazan along. It's actually a fulfillment of a Somachta b'Chagecha of enjoying the Yom Tov. Yasha Koyach, we should all have a good Yom Tov. We have another opportunity to meet again. So, Mirza Hashem, this Sunday at 11 a.m., we'll have a shir in Inyone Yom Tov talking about the Yesoides of Pesach, an opportunity again to be inspired and to try to get together and talk more about the Limudim and the inspiration of Yom Tov itself. Okay, a good Yom Tov, everybody. Next week, next Wednesday, there won't be a shir through Yom Tov because there'll be a few Shabbos and Gabbal drushes, and then Chol HaMoed this year we're gonna take a break, and Amir Tashem will start again this year after Pesach. So looking forward to seeing everybody again Sunday morning at 11. Yashu Koyach, everybody.
Yashu Koyach. And I liked your answers.
Oh.